What do you want to talk about? Welcome to Life Matters with host Kim Alberts. This is the place to be for discussion, expression, and life matters. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy some straight talk and fun. Here's Kim Alberts.
Welcome. Well, I hope everybody is ready and enjoying the beginning of fall. It's certainly here. You can tell the days are getting a little shorter, and there's been some absolutely beautiful sunsets. We've got cooler temperatures now, and you can start, at least here in Illinois, you can see the flocks of geese are forming and starting to head north. So it's definitely turning from summer into fall, and I hope you're enjoying it. Today, we're going to be talking about an issue that people are experiencing throughout the country. We hear a lot about the issue of unemployment and people looking in and unable to find a job, but people who are working are complaining more and more about the work environment that they have and about the difficulty within that environment. Mandated overtime, fear of losing that job, lack of respect while they're there in the work environment. There's been a huge change in the past 20 to 30 years in corporate America and in working environments. There's been a big shift, I think, really, from being a respected worker by the company and having the worker being very loyal to the company that they worked at, to now workers having great fear and showing absolutely no loyalty to the company at all. You see a lot of downsizing happening, probably starting, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. Downsizing was a feared word because it seemed to always start at the top with people who had the most tenured and were usually some of the older workers, which made it hard for them to find employment because they were workers who were in their 50s to 60s, and it was very hard for them to find jobs. You know, back when my parents went to work, you know, they worked at the same place their entire working career and had a lot of respect for where they worked, and the places they worked respected them. And there's been so much change in that whole environment now. It's really very, very sad. And one survey found that the morale from the working people is the lowest that it's been in 22 years. And only 55% said they'd stay with their current employer if another job offered them the same pay and same benefits. A lot of companies today have said that they are decreasing or cutting out a lot of benefits that people have. Some of the things that they're doing, it's kind of hard to understand exactly why they're doing it, especially when we talk about the fact that employees are talking about having the lowest morale in 22 years. Some of the things that they've eliminated are things like Casual Friday. One of the executives said the company has eliminated Casual Friday to encourage people to keep their focus on the business and task at hand. I guess I'd kill my morale, too. 55% said they canceled the company picnic or other family-friendly events. Traditional pension plans have been 20% have been cut, and a number of companies' contributions to the 401k went down 70%. So a lot of the benefits that we really expect corporate businesses to provide for employees are either disappearing or have really been cut. And I think it's always been sort of expected that when you went to work for a company that they would provide for your retirement. And with pension plans being cut or greatly reduced, obviously that's something that, you know, isn't going to be there. A lot of companies are eliminating tenure rewards. non-cash awards for performance are being reduced or eliminated. So again, when we look at the fact that morale's down, the lowest in 22 years, it's very easy to understand when we look at some of the things that businesses have done. Trainings, conferences, and conventions have been eliminated at many businesses. Take your child to work day, eliminated. Tickets to sporting events decreased 25%, which I think is interesting that only went down 25% when they eliminated so many other things. And workers are very aware of the fact that increased CEO pay happened all the time while worker pay decreased, or mandates came for more and more productivity expected for the same pay. So pretty ironic. And they are surprised about the lowest morale in 22 years, huh? Yeah. Some of the jobs, the 10 most hated jobs in the United States right now. Number one is the director of information technology. A lot of these, maybe you'll be surprised by them, maybe you won't. Number two is the director of sales and marketing. And when the economy is as bad as it is, I think sales and marketing both were areas that were have been hit pretty hard. Product manager is number three. Number four, the senior web developer. Number five, a technician specialist. Number six, the most hated jobs, electronic technician. Number seven, law clerk. Number eight, technical support analyst. Number nine, machinist. And number 10, marketing manager. So again, we hit into that marketing and area where not much is happening, but you need to try and make things happen. So these are the jobs that are the most hated jobs in the U.S. right now. You know, job stress cost the U.S. industry $300 billion, and that's because of accidents, increased absenteeism, turnovers, diminished productivity, direct medical, legal, and insurance costs, and worker comp awards and family medical leave judgments and lawsuits. 60 to 80% of on-job accidents are because of high amounts of stress. And 40% of the turnovers are due to high stress. And all of these things are attributed to, again, poor morale and dissatisfaction with your job. Now, Xerox says that it cost them $1.5 million to replace a top executive. And to replace an average employee, it costs between $3,000 and $13,000 because of the lost productivity while the employee is leaving the job, advertising for a new person to come in, and then while you're training that new person. So between $3,000 and $13,000 in lost revenue because somebody left. And two-thirds of the time, a late call-off is due to an issue other than physical illness. And many times that's because of personal issue, family issues, personal needs, entitlement. And that entitlement all comes about most of the time because of that poor morale and stress. After 2008, when we look at reasons for that low morale, people reported that it was because of high stress, unrealistic workload hours and expectations, and low pay and benefits. Before 2008, the reasons for low morale were poor leadership, fear of our job loss, and unrealistic expectations. So there's a big change occurred around 2008. We're going to be taking a break. And while we're on break, I want you to check out my business, Associated Counseling's Facebook page. So go to Facebook and look up Associated Counseling and Wellness Centers. And you can also check out our webpage, lifecounselors.net, where you can access free screenings, some articles that I've written, and you can check out Associated Counseling itself and the great group of counselors that are working with me here. So take a look at that and like us on Facebook, and you'll see what a great office Associated Counseling is. All right, and we will be back in just a little bit, and we will continue talking about this work, all these work issues. So come right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Racism, healing, oneness of humankind. It is time to join millions of people all over the world who openly talk about racial healing. Some of us are not sure how to tread when discussing race and culture. Until now. Tune in to A Safe Place to Talk About Race with host Sharon E. Davis. Engage with experts and notables. Have a question but are not sure how to ask it? Test it out with our show. It's a safe harbor to explore views and situations that we face every day. A Safe Place to Talk About Race airs live every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Want the best life has to offer for you, your family, and friends? There are a number of community-based programs and resources available to individuals for low cost or no cost. No need surfing the net or spending hours on the phone. Now there's a radio program devoted to bringing you the information you need. Tune in to Outreach Today with hosts Melissa Jenkins-Simon and Diane Stafford and get the tools to success. Our program promotes the benefits and services of CI Incorporated, providing health and social services over a wide spectrum of resources and agencies. We want to help you. Tune in to Outreach Today, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Life Matters with your host, Kim Alberts. It's time for some participation from you. Call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to Life Matters.
Welcome back. When we look at things that are destroying morale within people in the workforce, we're looking at things like not feeling valued in what they do, work not allowing for any personal or professional growth, no feedback or communication from managers or higher level executives, and no opportunities to develop no skills. And these were all reported by the UNUM group, by Harris Interactive, through a survey that they did through some of their companies. You know, the United States is the only nation that doesn't offer a paid parental leave for both parents when a baby is born. Most European nations offer a mandatory paid parental leave. 134 other nations have a maximum length of work week. In Europe, people can only work 48 hours in a week. France, they can only work 35 hours. And in Finland, only 30 hours. U.S. doesn't have any kind of mandate on how many hours people can work in a week. U.S. also does not mandate vacation time. Last year, Americans voluntarily gave up 226 million earned vacation days. And 72% said that if they took a vacation, they checked in with their office every single day. That's not a vacation. Vacation means that you actually get away and you're able to take both your mind and your body away from the office. And you're not supposed to be checking in. Your mind is supposed to be able to rest and rejuvenate so that you are able to restore yourself as a person. You know, if you go to an airport and you look around, everyone is on their phones and their laptops constantly. Nobody is just sitting and relaxing. It's almost like the vacation word itself is a dirty word. Like we can't utter it. Most people who gave up those voluntary vacation days said they were afraid to ask for time off. That's terrible. How can we rejuvenate and recharge ourselves to go back to work and put in our best efforts if we can't get away from work? Our lives have to have a balance, and part of the balance has to include family time, time for our spirituality and to restore ourselves spiritually. There has to be some time for some physical exercise and to keep our bodies healthy. And if people don't have anything but mandated overtime, time after time, there's no wonder our bodies begin to break down and this all affects us. Europe mandates that people get 4 to 6 weeks of paid vacation. France and Finland give people 30 days of paid vacation. Australia gives 20 days of paid vacation. Italy gives 28 days. Canada gives 4 weeks paid. The years of 1989 to 1998, the average family income, they worked 6 weeks more a year. In 2012, a third of the workforce worked more than 40 hours a week, and a fifth of the workforce worked more than 50 hours a week. Now, if you have two parents who are both working more than 40 and 50 hours a week, who is raising the family? Who is it that's helping children with homework, with making life decisions? Who's talking to them? Just talking to them. When is the family sitting down as a family to healthy meals? All of these things, as simple as they may be, contribute greatly to healthy development of a child. And the fact that somebody may be bringing take-home home 5 nights a week and everybody eating and just grabbing something contributes greatly to things like gang involvement, teen pregnancy, drug and alcohol use. Just that little thing is a huge deterrent to those kind of problems with children if people just sit down as a family and eat a healthy meal together. Lawsuits are now beginning in companies. People are beginning to sue for unpaid overtime. And this has increased 32% in the last year. People are finally starting to wake up and stand up for themselves and say that they refuse to give away all of this time, that something has to be done. Hooray! Somebody's finally starting to recognize that all of this is contributing to huge, huge problems. And this is not only in their family life, but also for them medically. Right now in the United States, one in three people has hypertension. We're looking at 68 million people with hypertension. This is in 2010, this was costing us $93.5 billion. And that's for health care, medication, and missed work days. Anxiety is the most common mental disorder that there is, and 40 million people are experiencing this now. That's 18% of the population. And it's costing us right now $42 million a year in repeated health services, medication, and missed work days. One of the problems is that anxiety very often mimics physical symptoms. Chest pain, palpitations, maybe abdominal pain. And so people are 3 to 5 times more likely to see a physician with a physical complaint and have tests run on physical symptoms rather than the physician exploring to see what exactly may be going on and discovering that they have anxiety. 50% of those with depression also have anxiety diagnosed as well. Depression is the leading cause of disability claims in ages 15 to 44. And it's costing us $31 billion a year in lost productivity time among workers. 10% of the adults have reported depression. In 20 years, the rates of depression have tripled. In France, there's high rates of depression, but very low rates in Germany and Japan. And in heart disease, in 2008, 1 in 4 deaths was because of heart disease. And in 2010, it cost us $109 billion because of health care, medication, and lost time. And one of the problems is that depression frequently accompanies heart disease, but it's not discussed. And again, we have another problem that occurs and increases lost time, increases problem, but isn't discussed at the time. In 1993, the average number of prescriptions that people had was 7. And in 2010, the average is 12. So all of this mandated all overtime, all of this extra work is costing us far more money in the long run in healthcare costs, in long run costs, in damage to families. We as a society have to start standing up and saying that it has to change. We are destroying ourselves and we're destroying our future by not having a regulated work week and a mandated work week hour of only 48 hours. With the number of people who are on unemployment now, I don't understand why we cannot have job sharing, people working part-time instead of mandated full-time only. I don't understand why this is an impossibility. We need to make changes, obviously, and I don't understand why no one else is concerned. I hear time and time again about how companies are treating people and the problems that it's causing them. Obviously, something has to be done, and I can't imagine I'm the only person who is aware of this. So we have to start speaking out. All right, we're going to go on a break. We need to do that again. Don't miss any of my shows. You don't have to miss them. You can either go to Variety on voiceofamerica.com and find Life Matters shows and go to the archives and listen to any of the shows I've done, or you can go to iTunes. I have my very own iTunes. That's so cool. And you can go to iTunes and find Kim Albert's Life Matters and listen to any of the shows on iTunes. So you won't have to miss anything. All right, so check me out, all the shows that I've done. All right, and we will be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to continue talking about the problems with businesses and corporations, and hopefully we'll get some calls, and you can share some of your stories and experiences. All right, so we will be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with host Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Many people are seeking to make a difference in the world, but few actually have the tools to do so. Every week, host Mary Beth Lodge and her guests will have you thinking forward and will give you the tips to keep your life, goals, priorities, and choices on track. The result is an easier, happier, and more inspired life. The name of the program is What Matters. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. What really matters is the positive changes that you'll bring to your life and the world just by listening.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Life Matters with your host, Kim Alberts. It's time for some participation from you. Call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to Life Matters.
All right. You know, 85% of the households in the U.S. have two people out there working. And the rate of moms that are working has tripled since 1969. And 65% of kids have spent some or all of their day in daycare. That's like 13 million kids. Some of our kids are spending 50 hours a week in daycare. And unfortunately, you know, we don't know the quality of all these daycares. We can hope that they're all the quality daycares that are providing the educational type experience, but the reality is that there's a lot of daycares that what they are doing is plunking kids down in front of a TV for the day and calling that good. And that's, which is horrendous actually. Research has found that 49% of preschoolers don't get even 1 hour of physical activity a day. Now, when you think about it, when you see two little kids together, what they do is run and play. And so if we're finding that 50% of these kids aren't getting enough physical activity, we need to ask what's happening at these daycare centers and why is it that these kids aren't getting any activity. This is setting kids up for a lifelong health problems. Child obesity has tripled in 30 years. In 2008, more than a third of our kids and adolescents were obese. A third of them. obesity costs the U.S. $147 billion in health care. And it's actually 9% of all the medical dollars that's spent because of all of the health problems that occurs because of obesity. One obese person is going to spend about $1,500 more per year. That's 41% more than somebody who just weighs an average weight. And that's primarily because of extra medications, because of diabetes, and because of heart disease. And in between 1998 and 2006, the obesity rate for adults skyrocketed 37%. So we can't have kids in daycare sitting around watching TV. That's just setting them up for obesity, and they haven't even started life, basically. Parents reported that when they got home from work, when they picked the kids up and they got home from work, they didn't run and play with them because, first of all, they thought they'd had enough activity at daycare, and second of all, they were too tired from being at work all day to even consider going out and playing with kids. So when parents are working 40 and 50 hours every week, we've got a lot of childhood neglect going on, even though parents believe they're doing right by putting them in daycare. Right now, we've got 5.4 million kids in the U.S. being raised by a grandparent. That's one in 14. So you have to wonder how many grandparents are able to get out there and run and play with kids. So the health of our nation is being affected because we're making people work too much. I mean, this isn't just a little problem. This is a problem of monstrous magnitude, and we have to start looking at it, and we have to start doing something about it. One of the things that's happening right now, and it's on the news constantly here in Illinois, and that is the Chicago's teacher strike. One of the issues is that they wanted kids to go to school a little longer. They wanted their school day extended from, I think, from 5.5 hours to 7 hours or something like that. I mean, extended a little. They gave them a slight increase to compensate for that. And the teachers are asking for a 16% raise to be given out over 4 years. Most people are not sympathetic of that. Teachers have not spoken their case very eloquently at this point, and they're continuing out to be out on strike. They're picketing, and the other day one of the pickets had a sign that said, "Mayor Emanuel likes Nickelback." Now, I have no idea what that is supposed to mean, how that is supposed to affect the issues. I have no idea what that is supposed to be anything about. Teachers right now are earning an average of $72,000 in Chicago. That's before any raise. And one in four kids in Chicago can't graduate. So I'm having a very hard time justifying a raise of that level for teachers who refuse to have competency testing done, when they're already proving that a vast majority of them are not doing a good job at teaching and promoting the education of our kids. They say that they're doing this for the kids, but they've already proved that these kids are not being well educated. So people who are being forced into mandated overtime and have given concessions to keep their jobs are really not very supportive of them right now. You know, 2.3 million people right now are losing their health insurance every year. And 14% of people that make six figures live paycheck to paycheck. six figures and they live paycheck to paycheck. That's awful. There has to be something wrong with that thinking and that money management style. And you know, part of that also, what really surprised me, I guess it shouldn't, with that kind of thinking, part of that also, of those people that live, that have a six-figure income, they have very little funds put away for retirement. How can you make that much money and have no retirement money? That's horrible. You know, when we talk about not having retirement money, and we ask people who are living check to check what they would give up, 56% said they would not live without the internet despite the cost of it. And these are people who are living paycheck to paycheck. 46% said they would not live without their cell phone, despite the cost. 42% said they could not live without their mobile device, despite the cost of it. 27% said they would not live without cable TV, despite the cost of it. And 11% said they would not live without eating out, despite the cost. And these are people who are living paycheck to paycheck. I think those statistics indicate pretty much why they're living paycheck to paycheck. 44% of people in this nation do live paycheck to paycheck. You know, when we talk about retirement, it's recommended that you have 20 times your annual salary in savings. Now, a lot of people choke when that's said, because they don't have anywhere near that. A lot of people say they're going to depend on Social Security and what the company gives them. Well, as I said, a lot of companies have stopped putting money into people's pension plans or greatly decreased it. And we hear on the news constantly about the, you know, what will the fate of Social Security be? So that's really not a great plan to keep saying that your retirement is going to be solely dependent on Social Security, because we don't know how long or if that is going to be there. You know, people have to start taking more responsibility and thinking about coming up with some funds for retirement on their own. I'm getting the signal that it's time to go on a break. So, while we're on break, go to Facebook. Facebook Life Matters with Kim Alberts. And check out my page and like me. Alright, you can leave me comments or, like me. Alright, or you can go to my Twitter page. Alright, and that's at Talk Life Matters on Twitter. So you can go to either one of these places and either leave me messages or just check them out. And especially Facebook, leave me a message there. And definitely say that you like me. All right? So we're going to a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit more about retirement and about some of the big box stores and the controversy about them. All right? So, if you have questions or comments, it's a good time to call in, and we will be back right after this. So, come on back.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
We all want to be happy, but consider that conventional thinking is what got us where we are now. The good news is there's so much more to know that can give us a new and higher perspective. Tune in to A New View of Life with host Kathy Kirk as we unlock the conversational gridlock in America by exploring new ideas and new information on every aspect of life which is needed to move us not just forward, but upward. A New View of Life airs live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Life Matters with your host, Kim Alberts. It's time for some participation from you. Call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to Life Matters.
You know, when we talk about retirement funds, only 14%, that's 14 out of 100 people, say that they could retire very comfortably. Only 14 people. That's really, really very scary. 60% say that they've got less than $25,000 in retirement savings today. So we'll have to hope that they have a lot longer time to work before they are going to retire. 21% have said that they've taken funds from their 401k and have never replaced them. And 33% said, you know, they don't have a 401k or an IRA or any retirement plan at all. They really haven't done anything yet, and they really don't know what they're going to do. So I hope that works out for them, okay? You know, many communities have looked at development as a salvation for that community. And big box stores are often what comes in and the development that happens in a community. And sometimes that is welcomed, and sometimes there's a big fight about whether or not a big box store should be welcomed. Now, big box stores are in three categories, okay? They are considered either a discount department store, like Walmart, Kmart, and Target, okay? And they save money because they buy in such big volumes. They may be called a category killer, and that's like Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble, Home Depot, Sports Authority. They can save money because they completely eliminate that middleman and they go to the suppliers and they buy that way. And then there's the warehouse club, and everybody knows them as, you know, Costco or Sam's or Pace, those kind of things. They buy a limited supply of something, all right, and it's many times it's the leftover supply, all right. It may have a short end date, all right, and you can buy those items at a cheaper cost. They may never have that item again. You know, you don't always know what you're going to find when you go there, right? So these are the three types of big box stores that we find, all right? When a big box store comes into the community, people many times see them as a salvation for that community. But what big box stores don't say is that their goal is to kill off existing businesses within the neighborhood and monopolize the market. And the opening of the big box store will have an attack team. And what that attack team is 50% more workers that that are available for assistance so that you have a lot of help on hand, and they will have greatly reduced prices. All right, and this is going to continue until the neighborhood stores are forced to start to close. And at that time then, the big box store is going to begin to raise their prices because they don't have any competition. They can do this. All right. They will fire the attack team workers, and they will then keep the bare team that they need to run the store. Now, when they proposed to the community, gave that proposal, they told you how many jobs they would be creating. And these employees on the attack team were added into that proposal. Most of the time, new employees were kept only 3 months or less for an attack team. In 2004, there was a report that was done by congressional staffers that each Walmart that's got 200 employees costs federal taxpayers a total of $420,750 in safety nets because of low wages and lack of benefits. Now, there are in 23 states that report what businesses people who are receiving food, like a link card or food subsidies and medical subsidies receive. They listed it. And in 23 states, what I found was that Walmart was listed as an employer in all 23 states. McDonald's was listed as a state in 12 of those, or a business, an employer in 12 of those. Stop and Shop was listed as the employer four times. Dunkin' Donuts was the employer in three states. Wendy's was the employer in three states. Winn-Dixie, Target, Publix, Home Depot was the employer in two states. Hardee's, Burger King, Kroger, Casey's General Store, Tyson's, L.L. Bean, Pizza Hut, Napa Auto, Subway, the U.S. Postal Service, the University of Texas, Dillard's, Safeway, Catholic Community Services, Del Monte, and Menards were also listed at least once. And what's happening is these businesses are not paying the employees, enough that they can survive on the pay, and they're not getting any benefits. So they're applying to their states and getting subsidies. What's, I think, especially interesting is that Walmart is getting $1.2 billion across the nation. $1.2 billion across the nation to build stores. And then in the 23 states that reported, now, these are only the states that report. We don't know about any of the other ones. All right. Then they are coming back, and their employees are getting paid so little that they need public benefits. That is absolutely galling, that we need to give them money to build the store, and then they don't even pay people enough to survive on. I was absolutely incensed by that. And that continues today. Many people know a store called Cabela's very, very well. Men happen to love this store. Cabela's is a huge, huge store. Sells sporting goods, hunting equipment and clothing, and it's fishing gear. It's just men love this place. Okay. Cabela's call themselves destination stores, all right? And they say that they are so unique that people will travel to visit these stores. And so they say that if you have a Cabela's, then you need to build motels around them and restaurants around them, and that, you know, this is really the real deal here. All right, now, Cabela's receives incentives. Now, they say they are not subsidies. These are incentives. And they will not build in that area if they do not get public incentives. Now, one of the things that Cabela's argues is that because in every store they have something that's called a conservation mountain. And in this conservation mountain, they have taxidermied animals. And on these animals will be the name of the animal, you know, the black bear or mountain elk or, you know, jackrabbit. All right. Because these conservation mountains are found in each store, that area is a museum. And so that area, that entire conservation mountain area, deserves property tax relief status. Many times they will also have a big tank full of fish with the names of the fish in the tank. They also claim that is a museum as well because it's an educational area, and so that should also receive property tax relief status. And then that area of the store is owned by the city. So the city may end up owning this area in the middle of a Cabela's store, and it is not taxed. Pretty sweet deal, right? All right? So this huge Cabela's store is owned by Cabela's, all except for this area in the center that's the mountain. Right? Museums in the areas have started fighting Cabela's on that in some areas, stating that it's not really a museum and that Cabela's doesn't deserve property tax relief. So that's an area that's going on. Well, that's all I have on the areas of corporate greed and workplace for today. If you're in one of these situations, I urge you to consider what it's doing to you and your family. And if you need to get some help dealing with it, I really encourage you to do so.